Hello there, friends. Well, hang on here. I'm being handed a memo from my head of the Department of Corrections, Miss Christy Corpus. Thank you, Christy. And I think she's using a fake last name. I'm not too sure about her. But anyway, let's see here. Yes, yes, I know I fucked up the author Joseph Wambaugh's name on last week's podcast. I called him James Wambaugh. I mean, he's dead. He doesn't give a shit. The problem is, I was also mentioning James Garner, also in the same sentence, and he also played Jim, or James Rockford. So shit, man, I was juggling a lot of Jameses. So I apologize to you, James Wambaugh, and it won't happen again. Shit, I think I just did it again. Joseph Wambaugh, Joseph Wambaugh. Okay, here we go.
You are my density. You are my density.
Oh, and one other thing. I think I said the phrase tragic figure last episode about 20 times. My apology on that. I will try and vary up things a little bit more. And you know, I love a lot of Bee Gees songs, but you know, I never really loved the song Tragedy from the 1975 album Staying Alive. But what the hell, here's a little of that. And this will be in a terrible Bee Gees style, I apologize. Tragedy. When the feeling's gone and you can't go on, it's tragedy. When the morning cries and you don't know why, it's hard to bear. With no one to love you, you're going nowhere.
But I do love the song Gilbert Green from the Bee Gees' first album from 1967, which just has a bunch of great songs. And the album is appropriately entitled Bee Gees' First. Check out the little musical outro from Gilbert Green. It's so good. So I'm packing up all my stuff for my mom's and getting ready to drive down to Los Angeles this Friday. Well, it'll be last Friday when you hear this. So it's been kind of a busy week. So basically, this episode will be short and sucky. I'm getting fairly excited to move down, though I will only be able to visit my mom not as frequently. It's about a 6-hour drive from Los Angeles to Sacramento, but I'll make it work. I mean, it's important for my sanity to see her often. I'm sure she'll visit L.A. once in a while, too. And I'll still talk to her on the phone a lot. Will she miss me? Well, I assume so. I mean, I'll miss her. My family has, like, always unspokenly, obviously loved each other. But we aren't exceptionally emotional, per se. We're kind of like the Addams Family a little bit, with me, of course, playing the Lurch character. The actor Ted Cassidy played Lurch on the TV series in the mid-60s. The dude was 6'8", and he died pretty young at the age of 46 in Los Angeles. I had to go to the dentist today, and I had kind of a connection, at least I thought, with the hygienist. We just had a good conversation. There was like innocent, mild flirting. And man, sometimes that's the best. When there's no real stakes, you may not see the person again, and you can really just be yourself. You're not really trying to impress anyone. You're just going with the flow. And for whatever reason, I just had good material today. So I left feeling pretty good. And that light, innocent flirtation can sometimes just hit the spot. It's like, okay, I've still got it. The problem is when you start dating someone, that's when the insecurity, jealousy, and madness ensue. Okay, let's wrap this short episode up with a couple new movies I recently watched. So I watched 2025's Flight Risk, directed by the kind of idiot Mel Gibson. It's about an air marshal, played by Michelle Dockery, transporting some fugitive, played by Topher Grace, who used to work for a big-time criminal, and he's going to testify. And they have to fly over Alaska in a small plane piloted by Mark Wahlberg. Things soon go haywire. One of the participants isn't who they seem, and all hell breaks loose. So let's see, what can I say about this movie? Well, one, it could have been a hell of a lot better. I mean, it's pretty short. It's only like an hour and a half, so that's good. And the storyline has a lot of potential. It could be kind of fun. But after the big reveal, there's not a lot of suspense. There's an obvious plot twist or two. But I was expecting more of like a complicated, twisty story. It just kind of is what it is. The ending is kind of abrupt, and you're just kind of like, that's it? I mean, it's not garbage. Mark Wahlberg has some fun as the pilot. Topher Grace is likable enough. But to be honest, I thought the air marshal played by Michelle Dockery, who was on Downton Abbey, I thought she was kind of bad. And I always want to say Downtown Abbey. Does anyone else do that? anyway, Michelle Dockery, I mean, I'm sure she's a great actress. It just wasn't a very believable performance and probably just miscast or badly directed. So yeah, if it's streaming for free, I guess it's worth watching. It's not bad. It's got some good parts, but it could have been a lot more exciting and a hell of a lot more fun. And Mel Gibson is supposed to be kind of an asshole anyway, so let's blame him. He's the director. And lastly, I watched 2025's Companion, directed by Drew Hancock. Isn't Hancock kind of an unfortunate last name? Anyway, it's kind of a horror with shades of science fiction with Jack Quaid, who also is in the new movie Novocaine, which I haven't seen yet. It got mixed reviews. He's the son of Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan. He kind of looks like an unusual mix of both of them. He's not a bad actor, though. It's also got just the great Sophie Thatcher, who's slowly just putting in some great performances lately in movies, such as 2024's Heretic. And she was also in the Showtime show Yellow Jackets, which I refuse to watch. There's too many episodes. But yeah, she's a great actress, great looking, and she puts in a pretty emotional and affecting performance. Companion takes some surprising twists, kind of turns from a romance to a horror sci-fi to kind of a revenge flick. It's got a heart, it's shot extremely well, with pretty great performances across the board. It's not too fucking long, thank God. This is one, though, that I would just see without looking at the trailer or anything about it. The less you know, the better. In fact, this would be an absolute dynamo double feature with the other great thriller from 2023, Strange Darling. Another film where you shouldn't read anything about it. Just hit play and let your mind get scrambled. So anyway, well done, Mr. Hancock. And even my mom liked Companion. It's got some gore, but nothing wild. Some brief sexual moments, but nothing graphic. I watch a lot of movies with my mom, and I usually read a little bit of info about them, because whenever there's like extended or fairly graphic sex scenes, and I'm sitting there in the living room with my mom watching them, I'm like, okay, can this fucking scene be over with already? And then, of course, when my mom goes to bed, I watch the sex scenes in slow motion, and I say, oh, that's how you do it. Just kidding, folks. I know about sex. I've read all the manuals, as Donald Trump once said. Okay, then by the time you hear this, I will already have moved into my apartment in Los Angeles and will be starting my second day at the new job. So let's end with a few corny, kind of clever jokes about jobs. I worked a few months as a tailor last year. I wasn't really suited for it, and the work was so-so. So-so, get it? Kind of clever. Here's another one. How many optometrists does it take to screw in a light bulb? One or two? One or two? I think you get that. And this one is kind of dumb as shit, but I like it. So I've got a new job mispronouncing names of French towns. It's nice.